USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna has started the process to gain full approval from the Food and Drug Administration for its two-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The company announced Tuesday that it's begun submitting data from several studies on its shot. Moderna's vaccine has been administered in the United States under an emergency use authorization from the FDA, with more than 124 million doses having been given out so far. The company said it also plans on asking for an emergency use authorization this month for use in children ages 12 to 15. Pfizer received authorization for the same age group last month. And an off-duty Los Angeles firefighter shot and killed one colleague and wounded another. The shooting occurred Tuesday morning in the Agua Dulce area near Santa Clarita. Investigators say the man killed was a 20-year veteran of the department, and the injured firefighter was a captain who was airlifted from the scene. The suspect allegedly returned to his home near the station after the shooting. When police arrived, they found the home on fire and the suspect dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to veto the budget for the state legislature following a walkout by Democratic lawmakers ahead of a vote on an election security bill. The state's lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, is defending the governor's actions, telling Fox News that walking out on a vote isn't how democracy works.
The reason for the governor's action to say if you don't come back at all for a special session, we're going to stop your salaries, which are $600 a month for legislators. That's not the key. It's for all their staff. They'd have to fire all of their staff. And so we have a bill or a rule in Texas bill that says if a speaker or the lieutenant governor, I control the Senate, believes Democrats or anyone would walk, we could lock the doors to keep them in, or we can send the state police to get them back. But the Speaker of the House, and this is the second part of this bill, the Speaker of the House told the Democrats earlier that evening he would not lock the doors, he would not send the state police, and then he didn't set this bill until 4 hours to go till midnight, which made it easy for them to walk out.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The world's largest meat supplier is the latest major company to be the victim of a cyber attack. JBS has reportedly shut down its 9 beef plants in the United States after a ransomware attack affected operations. The White House confirmed on Tuesday that the company received a ransom demand from a criminal organization likely based in Russia. Congressman Jim Langevin believes that Congress and the White House need to put pressure on countries like Russia that turn a blind eye to cyber criminals acting within their borders. The Rhode Island Democrat tells CNBC that the consequences from these attacks could become more serious if the U.S. doesn't stand up.
President Biden and the Congress need to make it clear to other countries, particularly Russia, that there's a price to pay if they're going to look the other way and allow criminal organizations like what happened with Colonial or the JBS ransomware attack to just act with impunity, that there's a price to pay, because this is getting more and more serious. And my concern is, at what point does it then hit critical infrastructure that it does not only damage to our economy, but this, if this had been a natural gas pipeline, for example, that gets shut down in the dead of winter through a ransomware attack and it leads to loss of life.
And President Biden will meet with West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito on Wednesday as the two sides continue to try to hammer out a compromise on an infrastructure spending bill. Capito said over the weekend that she's hopeful for an agreement on the bill, but the White House says that time is running out for a compromise. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Tuesday that the administration wants to see a clear direction on advancing the bill by next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.